There's been some great conditions for the Knockalla Hill Climb this afternoon. It's on again tomorrow. Bernard Gallagher is PRO of the Donegal Motor Club, and he joins us again on the line. Well, Bernard, when we were chatting to you earlier on, you'd had a couple of practice runs, a number of Donegal competitors going very well. So update us, how has this afternoon gone?
This afternoon's progressed. Similar, Chris, we had two runs there. All competitors are through. We're just finishing up here now for the evening. We had an accident, one of the stages here, a mechanical breakdown, and it's been cut off now for the evening, so we're finished up. Drew O'Kane in the blue speed car is winning, and Ben O'Brien and the Red Bull single seater, would have seen it in Letterkenny earlier in the year. He's in second place and he's trying hard to catch him, but he's just not managing it yet. And the locals are all still going. Mac Walsh is going very well. Gary McAvoy is going very well. Joseph and Brendan Kelly, Kelly Soda, the sponsors of the event, they're nipping tuck between themselves all day. The Logue brothers, JP and John, is going very well. And Dara Boner, they're all down the field and they're all nipping tuck all day, exchanging times. It's been a very entertaining day.
Bernard, great to have the event on, of course. What have the crowds been like this afternoon?
The crowds of the weather has been massive. We've had spectators from all over the world here. We had a few for Monday that came to the beach and ended up spending the day watching the rally cars. We've had beachgoers come up to the line and spectate for a while and see what's going on. And we had all the regulars that come year in, year out from all over the country. We have people as far as Clare coming here to spectate. And again, the marshals as well came out in their numbers and were here all day to help run the event. And we have to thank the marshals for their time and effort and volunteering all day. It's a very important part of the event.
So in a sense, we're only halfway through because we've tomorrow's action to look forward to as well. And this does all count as a round of the Irish Hill Climb Championship. What can we look forward to tomorrow?
Well, hopefully the weather stays dry now. We have more days of racing. The racing should start from around 10 o'clock. So if anybody wants to come down and see you for the day, you park out in the field and you walk in. You park out in the field out at the corner before the caravan park and you walk in. And we have a bus running up and down the hill for €2. The bus will take you up to the top of the Knockalla and to the corners, and you can watch the action up on live in the middle of the stage. Everybody's welcome to come, and hopefully the good weather stays and everybody has a good, enjoyable day.
And the top prizes, of course, there's the Danny Gormley and John Leinster Memorial Trophies and great names associated with the sport.
They're historical now. Well, Danny was a well-known club man throughout the country for many clubs, and it'll be great to have another name in it this year after it's been introduced last year after his passing. And the John Leinster's been around for a few years, and it's a trophy to get the name on, and a rally challenge as well this year. Mac Wallace is currently leading the rally challenge, the two-day rally challenge, and that'll be decided tomorrow. So that's the most consecutive times over the 2 days, one's it. So Mac Wallace is currently leading it in the Mark II Escort, which is great to see. And we'll look forward to see what tomorrow brings. And of course, it's going to bring some action. It'll bring some spills. It'll bring some breakages. And it'll bring some excitement and some change in results, as it always does.